بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. وعن ابي شريح خويلد بن عمرو الخزاعي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الاخر فليكرم ضيفه جائزته. قالوا وما جائزته يا رسول الله؟ قال يومه وليلته والضيافه 3 أيام، فما كان وراء ذلك فهو صدقه عليه، متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم لا يحل لمسلم أن يقيم عند أخيه حتى يؤثمه. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف يؤثمه؟ قال يقيم عنده ولا شيء له يقريه به. This chapter which deals with the honoring of the guest, the narrator of the hadith, Abu Shuraih Khuwaylid ibn Amr al-Khuzai radiallahu anhu, narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that that person who believes in Allah and in the last day. With regards to this prefix, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, that person who believes in Allah and in the last day. In the last majlis, we began a discussion pertaining to the previous hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam exhorted us with the importance of controlling one's speech, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the same prefix said, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. The one who believes in Allah, in other words, is conscious of Allah. In this sense, in the context of the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah is Sami'a, Allah listens. There is nothing that you are going to utter that Allah has not heard. Allah is listening to everything that we are saying. So when you open your mouth to speak, be very, very careful. Believe the one who believes in Allah, Allah is listening to me. Wal yawmil akhir, the one who believes in the last day, in other words, the repercussions of my speech, the effect of my speech, I would have to answer. There is going to be accountability. There is a day when wa idha suhufun nushirat, when the pages will be opened. And مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. The day when they will see the books, they will say, what kind of a book is this? There is nothing that is not found in it. Every word that was uttered, every action that was done. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Allah says they will find whatever they did, every action, every utterance, every occurrence, hadira, will be present, will be there in front. So believe in Allah and believe in that day and be conscious. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, speak that which is good. أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ, or be silent. Every one of us, when it comes to opening one's mouth, you have a choice. Either speak or don't speak. Salamati, protection is don't speak. And if you are going to speak, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, let it be something that is good. As I said, that we digressed with this discussion with regards to this, is that one is when we hear exhortations or encouragement to practice upon deen and shariat, the softness of the heart, the acceptance of the heart is something that is very, very important. A lot of times people feel, I listened to so many bayans, so many advices, sat in so many majlises, yet nothing is happening. No change is coming. The jazba and zeal to implement what I am listening is not there. One of the causes of this is what we call qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart. As I mentioned previously, ulama ikram give this analogy. They say if ground is hard, no intelligent person plants seeds on a ground which is hard, because they won't grow. Nor do you water a ground that is hard, because the water will just flow away. First, you have to till the soil, make it soft, make it conducive. Then only an intelligent person will plant seeds or will water such ground. In the same way, the heart. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَذَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُونَ. That what is wrong with them? When calamity struck, reminder from Allah Ta'ala came, تَذَرَّعُوا. Why didn't they humble themselves? Why didn't they turn to Allah? Why didn't they make tawbah? Why didn't they repent? What was the cause? Quran tells us, وَلَكِنْ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became heart. Their hearts became hard. In other words, the capacity to accept admonishment, the capacity to accept advice no longer remained. Now what causes the hardness of the heart? There are a few things that cause the hardness of the heart. One of them, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tukthirul kalam bi ghayri dhikrillah. Do not speak excessively unless it is Allah's zikr. When you are speaking, speak about Allah. Invite towards Allah. Like we hear in Jamaat all the time, this exhortation, by give da'wat, speak about Allah. Everything you look at, see Allah's greatness and speak about it. Speak about Allah, Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see clearly in this hadith, La tukthirul kalam bi ghayri dhikrillah. Let not your speech be excessive if it is not in the remembrance of Allah. Why? فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ يُقَسِّ الْقَلْبِ. Because excessive speech, devoid of Allah's remembrance, excessive speech, devoid of Allah's remembrance, hardens the heart. يُقَسِّ الْقَلْبِ. وَإِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ عَنِ اللَّهِ الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي. And the person with a hard heart is the furthest away from Allah. He is far away from Allah, and with that analogy means far away from Jannat also. Far away from the mercy of Allah. Far away from the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And far away from the talks of deen affecting his heart. If the heart has become hard. If the heart has become hard. So this is something we have to be very, very careful of. A lot of people like to blabber a lot, talk unnecessarily. And the sad part is that they are proud about it. Today we don't tend to even understand how harmful this is, unnecessary speech. When we speak about Allah's greatness. Be careful about speaking a lot unnecessarily, especially if our speech is devoid of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Coming back to this hadith, same expression. The narrator Abu Shuraykh Khuwaylid ibn Amr Khuzai radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the one who believes in Allah and in the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. Let him honor his guest. Let him serve the guest. Let him have the jazbah to feed others. فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ جَائِزَتَهُ. In this hadith, as opposed to the previous ahadith, we find one additional expression. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, honor the guest ja'izatahu to its right. In other words, fulfill this haq. This is a right that your guest enjoys over you. So when you make his ikram, when you host a guest, do it to its right. So the sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa ma ja'izatuhu? What does it mean to honor the guest to his right? What is his right? When it comes to ikram, to what extent? وَمَا جَائِزَتُهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So he said, one day and one night. One day and one night to its right. وَالضِّيَافَةُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَيَّامٍ. And hosting is 3 days. So I'm going to repeat this question so we understand the hadith correctly as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, honor the guest to its right. So they said, what is the right of the guest? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one day and one night, and mehmani, hosting, is actually 3 days. Anything over and above that, فَهُوَ صَدَقَةٌ عَلَيْهِ, is sadaqah, is charity upon you. So based on this hadith, there are a couple of conclusions that ulama kiram draw with regards to hosting or honoring of the guest. They say that the first day, because first Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to its right, in other words, make mubalagha. Mubalagha means you are allowed to go beyond the means. In other words, go over and above what is normal. So they say for the first day you are allowed to go extra. Go out of your way a little bit when it comes to hosting the guest. For the first day and night. For the next 2 days, normal routine. In other words, what is absolutely normal, what you used to do when you got a guest, even though you got a guest, second and third day will be normal routine. First day, you can go a little bit extra. Second and third day, there will be normal routine. Now what happens? You know, like we hear in Urdu, they say, Man na man ham tera mehman. Whether you like it or not, I am your guest. In other words, he doesn't want to leave. One is, he pitched up. So in this case, this hadith gives us guidelines. Guideline is, the first day, yes, no problem. Go out of your way for the guest. Second and third day is okay. After that, you are not obligated in any way. Why? Because the person is now taking advantage. And obviously you have to carry on with your life. There's masturat in your home. They also are inconvenienced by the guest not leaving. So after 3 days, whilst it is no problem to host a person beyond 3 days, it is no longer an obligation. He has no right over you. Number one. Number two, if your relationship or association with that person is such that from both sides there is happiness, yes, I want him to stay longer. The family is comfortable, it's not inconveniencing you in any way, and you are happy with it, then no problem beyond 3 days. But even the guest himself must think that, you know what, this person, mashallah, has made my ikram. Now let me not unnecessarily take advantage. That is why we find in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not halal, it is not permissible for a Muslim that he should inconvenience his brother by being a guest at his place, hatta yu'thimahu, until he drives him towards sin. In other words, do not prolong your stay or being the guest of someone at someone's house till you drive him to commit sin. So the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa kayfa yu'thimahu? How is it that he is going to lead him to sin? He's doing something good, he's honoring the guest. How does it now lead him towards, how does it lead the host to committing sin? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يُقِيمُ عِنْدَهُ وَلَا شَيْءَ لَهُ يَقْرِيهِ بِهِ. He persists in remaining the guest to such an extent that this person no longer has anything else by which he can serve the guest. In other words, this person himself is battling, he's going through hard circumstances. Now 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you're not leaving. So unnecessarily you are inconveniencing him, and eventually he may begin harboring evil thoughts. He may start making ghibat of his guest. He may find himself in a situation where he has to take unnecessary loans. So if this, in instances like this, in other words, do not outstay your welcome. There should be balance. One side, the host should have the jazba to serve. The guest also must keep the balance. Don't overdo it. Don't go to such an extent that the person starts making ghibat about you behind your back. Complain to his family members, complain to his friend. Look at this person, he's not leaving. He said, on my head, musibat came, etc., etc. Things like that. We should not allow the situation to progress in that particular direction. As I mentioned, if the host insists on more than 3 days and there is an understanding between them, there is no problem. But normal protocol is 3 days maximum, and the first day we obviously will try and indulge or go a little bit extra. Like your stuff fixed.